We'll be ending on a musical note today. I'm happy to say our next guest is Brian Owens. He's our own hometown singer, songwriter, and music producer, whose credits include lead singer with the U.S. Air Force Band, network television shows, the World Series, White House appearances, and he is part of the St. Louis Symphony in Unison Diversity Program. He stayed close to his St. Louis roots. He's a Ferguson resident, and earlier this year released his Soul of Ferguson album, celebrating his community. That said, Sunday he's appearing with the St. Louis Symphony, a tribute to Johnny Cash, and we welcome Brian Owens to the studio. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Don. How you doing?
And you've got your own film crew here. This is big time. I'm very impressed.
I don't know if it's big time. But.
Well, anyway, it's great to see you back in studio. Should I be surprised that Brian Owens is doing Johnny Cash with the symphony?
I guess it would depend on how much you know about me.
Well, I don't know very much.
Yeah. I mean, people who know me, I don't think, are surprised. I think with the body of work and the tributes that we've done over the past couple of years, I don't think people should be surprised at all. I mean, we did Johnny Cash at the Sheldon, but the difference with this show is that it's not a direct rendering of Johnny Cash. It's called The Soul of Cash. So I've had the opportunity over the last couple of years to really dig into some arranging and kind of imagining what it would be like if Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield.
Now you're talking my language, my friend.
What if they did their takes on Johnny Cash? And what I found is that it works really well.
And with the St. Louis Symphony, I mean, that's a big stage.
That's an honor.
Yeah.
I mean, I call all of them colleagues, which is an awesome
Well, you're involved
thing.
With the symphony.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
clearly
I mean,
you've been involved
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, being the artist in residence there. But to get to produce a show, like actually produce a show, mm-hmm. of this magnitude, it's a blessing. I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage.
And you're not alone.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not.
Tell us who's with you.
Oh, my gosh. So I have my band, the Deacons of Soul, Jason Swagler on saxophone, Adam Manis from the 442s, who arranged all the charts, and he's going to be playing. I have the Vaughns, which is actually a group of my students from UMSL, Maria Ellis, Valencia Branch, and Melina Smith. I have another one of my students from the In Unison program playing aux percussion, Matthew Clark. So it's kind of like not a reunion, but all of the worlds that I'm interconnected with, from my students to my colleagues at the symphony, from my personal band, all kind of being on stage at the same time. And one of the most exciting things is we have a peer-to-peer mentoring program for strings, and those students, youth orchestra students, and their mentees are going to be featured on a song. So it's going to be really cool.
That's going to be quite a show. That's going to be at 3 o'clock at Powell Hall this coming Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty, The Soul of Cash. What is it about Johnny Cash that speaks to you?
I think before the music, I resonated with who he was as a person of faith, a person struggling with his faith. And, you know, just being a father and a husband and a musician. The movie Walk the Line was kind of my gateway into the world of Johnny Cash. And then I started getting into the music, and from there it was all over. I mean, he has a book called The Man in White, which is a fictitious – you know, fictitious based on history, telling of the life of the Apostle Paul after his conversion. I mean, I've just gotten into a lot of different things with Johnny Cash that I kind of relate to.
Of course, he's forever known as the Man in Black.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Are you going to be dressed like Johnny Cash on Sunday?
Well, I don't know that I will be dressed like the Man in Black, since I am a man of color. All black doesn't always work for me.
Well, white would work very well.
Yes, white. I could reverse it.
Yes. Exactly. Well, you mentioned Walk the Line, the movie. Let's listen to a little bit of your rendition of the Johnny Cash favorite, Walk the Line.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Very, very nice. Now, the music is Johnny Cash, but the voice is very reminiscent to me of Sam Cooke. I'm hearing Sam Cooke there.
I steal well. I try to steal up,
well,
you know.
Well, and that certainly does it. What a loss he was.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, boy,
yeah.
he was so gifted.
Yeah.
It's such a tragic ending. You know, I noticed, Brian, as you were listening to that, you almost had kind of an introspective look. What were you thinking there, listening to yourself? If something was going on there.
I was actually thinking about how the song and the reason why I interpreted the way that I did is because, well, I really didn't change much. The melody's the same.
Oh, yeah.
I just sing it the octave up. But it reminds me so much of American popular song and music that we consider to be a part of the American you know, popular songbook, like the Gershwins and mm-hmm. Cole Porter. And I feel like that's what I feel about Johnny Cash's music, is that it's really within the context of the American popular songbook, which why interpreting it for me was not such a stretch. I mean, to me, it's like Ella doing Gershwin.
Huh. Boy, you're bringing some bells today. That you talk about moving on up. That's good stuff.
Absolutely,
Alan Gershwin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, let's talk about something else in your recent past that folks should know about if they don't already, and that is your Ferguson album.
Yeah,
it's the Soul of Ferguson.
Yeah.
That came out in February. How is it doing? Number one.
Oh, I guess it's doing fine.
Yeah.
I really don't check on that stuff.
Really.
Because right after I released Soul of Ferguson, I was finishing Soul of Cash album. So what most likely is going to happen is, like, I feel like when I look at these projects, they're like basically two parts of the same project. So you have Soul of Ferguson and you have Soul of Cash. So I'll probably be looking at doing a major release of both projects in the fall with the record shop and vinyl, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, so. What is that all about, this resurgence of vinyl? I mean, a lot of people are saying, what, this digital world, vinyl?
Yeah. There's some, one, sonically, it's beautiful. From an artistic standpoint, album covers are definitely cooler than CD covers. So in my limited viewpoint, those are the two things that I can see. But I'm excited about hearing what this stuff will sound like. On vinyl.
A lot of people are going to it. There's no question about
absolutely, it. Absolutely. So, yeah, and the Soul of Ferguson project is cool, definitely because I got, you know, getting to collaborate with Michael McDonald on a song. And Soul of Cash, I have several collaborations, but one of them is with Robert Randolph, which if people don't know who he is, you should Google him. He's like one of the finest pedal steel, sacred steel guitar players on the planet.
Why Soul of Ferguson? What does that album mean to you? Why was it important to you?
I want to rep my city. I feel like even still now, I think it's important for people to know about the good that happens in Ferguson. But to also, you know, look at the stuff that has happened in Ferguson and as an artist interpret it. And I feel like on this album, I was able to capture what I feel is like the heart of Ferguson. People still fall in love in Ferguson. People still raise their kids in Ferguson. And people still deal with struggling with their own issues when it comes to race and diversity. But I think the important thing is for us to struggle through it together. And that's what I feel like this album and the Cash Project and everything that I do, like the whole point is for us to provide a platform for people to just get together.
People really got a distorted view of Ferguson as a result of all the problems and after the Michael Brown shooting.
Yeah, and what I say is that, you know, the realities that were presented that were true realities have to be dealt with. The misinterpretations of reality that were presented have to be dealt with. So I think that, you know, for me, staying in my community and being involved and always, you know, praying about ways that I can be more involved and, you know, creating art and opportunities that shine a light on my city are all important.
And you've been doing that since day one. I mean, you were involved in projects, music projects, or for young people.
Yeah.
Back in 2014 when all this was going on.
Absolutely.
Let's play another selection of yours. This one from the Soul of Ferguson album, and also featuring Michael McDonald. The name "For You." Just tell me what that's all about before we play some of it.
I mean, basically, it's a song about God. So it's saying, "I give up everything for you." So that's the gist of it.
Let's give a listen.
Your gentle touch, I will lose my way. You're my joy in the morning, life in my days. See, my heart wouldn't beat at all if you weren't flowing through my veins.
That's Brian Owens with Michael McDonald. The song is "For You." I'm telling you, as I mentioned to you as that was playing, how much fun was that, getting the two of you together to put that great presentation
together? I mean, it was unbelievable. I remember the day he sent me the, because we didn't record at the same time, and I just said, well, just shoot me a video. Send me a video of you recording it. And I was sitting on my couch, and he sent me the video of him recording it. And I was just like, what?
You know, this works so well. I think of other people who have done these duets, the separate but together kinds of things. They work out terrifically well. I never would have known that you weren't together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's the right combination, you know, I think it can always work out.
Did Sinatra get that all started with his duets album? I mean, he had some pretty good ones.
I have no idea. Did he record separately from people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with some of the best, too, yeah. Google it.
I'll Google it.
He's got some great stuff there. How did you and he, Michael McDonald, hook up?
Divine intervention. Well, when I did the Soul of Ferguson concert, his best friend just happened to be there, and his best friend's wife was involved with the with Ferguson Youth Initiative, which is why she was there, because we were raising funds and awareness for them. Yeah. And they, you know, he worked for the NACDA. And they were doing a gala the next year, and he was like, she said, you should get him to open for Mike, and that was it.
Any plans to maybe get together again and
I would
do some things?
Yeah, I'd love to get together. I know he has an album coming out in the fall, and he's getting on the road on tour. So hopefully, maybe we can get on some dates with him, but even if not, we've been talking about doing some stuff together, so...
Folks would love to hear it. It's great talking to you, Brian. You're a great asset to this community for all you do and for the great talent that you have been nice enough to keep here in this community so we can enjoy it more often than most. Thank you so much for being with us. St. Louis Symphony presents The Soul of Cash, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash, Sunday at 3 p.m. at Powell Hall with Brian Owens. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan.
Great talking to you. Monday on St. Louis On the Air, we'll talk about the 1917 East St. Louis race riots and an event to mark their centennial. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air, produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Colin Mueller, Monica Ramirez, and Spencer Reed. Executive producers Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air, funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council Estate Agency. And today we say goodbye to our intern, Colin Mueller, who will graduate from Webster University in December. You may recall his segments that aired in the program, an audio tour of the St. Louis Art Museum's Degas exhibit, and from earlier this week, a tour of the underground caves beneath the new location of Earthbound Beer on Cherokee Street. Colin, we wish you well. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 9.7 KWMU. Thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.